Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adopt US Kids is an organization that helps find permanent families for children and teens. And with me now, I have Bob Hearn, National Project Director for Adopt US Kids, along with Tamara Cox, an adoptive parent. And we're going to be talking about the importance of adopting teens from the foster care system. So thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first of all, Bob, tell us about Adopt US Kids. What is the purpose of the organization?
Sure. Adopt US Kids is a contract with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to promote the need for foster and adoptive families across the country and to assist states, territories, and tribes in their recruitment and support of foster and adoptive families.
Okay, now what is the importance of adopting from the U.S. foster care system, especially teenagers?
So we're really excited that there were almost 60,000 adoptions from foster care of children and youth last year, but there remains over 123,000 children and youth across our nation that are still waiting to be adopted. And a high percentage of those are teenagers. So we really wanted to promote the idea with people across the country of considering opening up their hearts and homes to a teen that desperately wants to live in a family. And we're really excited that we have Tamara here as a person who actually did adopt a teenager actually in California.
And we'll talk with Tamara here in just a little bit. But first, Bob, what are some of the myths and facts and common misconceptions about adopting from foster care?
So the largest misconception is that people don't think that they're good enough to be a foster or adoptive family. And that's just not true. It's actually the challenges that you've experienced in your life that gives you the empathy and understanding to help out a child or youth who's currently living in foster care. Some of the other misconceptions is that it costs a lot of money and it's basically free to adopt from the U.S. Foster care system, and you will get an ongoing adoption assistance payment to help to meet the needs of that child and youth. So people believe that they have to own their own home, which they don't have to do, or that they previously had to have been parents, and that's not true. We're looking for all types of parents, both those who have children, those who are empty nesters, as well as those who have yet to have had a child in their life.
And are there specific qualifications that a couple need to meet before they can adopt?
So you need to be over the age of 21. You need to be able to meet your own needs. You need to be able to meet the emotional needs of a child or youth who would be coming into your home. And that would all happen during the foster and adoption process. So you would go and learn and get a home study and be assessed about your abilities to meet those needs.
What do individuals and couples need to know about adopting a teen specifically?
So all of our children and youth who have been put into foster care have suffered some type of trauma, but most of our children and youth are also very resilient. So they need to know that these children and youth have experienced some difficulties in life. They've been removed from a family, but that with their support that they can overcome these challenges and succeed in life. And again, I think that's where Tamara can really answer those questions, having done that herself.
Okay, now Tamara, you are an adoptive parent. What are some of the personal stories you may have, and what are some of the benefits of adopting from the U.S. foster care system?
Well, there's many advantages and benefits from adopting through foster care, some of which I wasn't even anticipating. So it wasn't something that we sought out to do. We weren't really planning on adding to our family. It came by us unexpectedly. So I met both of my children in my classroom. I'm a high school science teacher, And they were both students in my class. And like many teachers across our nation, I just took a more personal interest in their lives. And it evolved into a relationship, which eventually evolved into them becoming my children. But one of the things that I always think about when people say, oh, that was so nice of you to adopt two children, especially teens, I always think that that's quite the opposite of my experience. I'm the one who benefited from it because they have given so much to our life and to our family. So I would just encourage people to rethink what it means to adopt an older child.
And older children are sometimes harder to adopt only because they are older. A lot of people that want to adopt young children, and sometimes the older teenagers find it more difficult to find a home. But you found it extra rewarding.
Yeah, and I do understand why they might think that they can't have an influence on a child's life, or maybe that the child is too old to adopt, but it's just not the reality at all. I was instantly bonded with my child, and it doesn't matter if he was 15 or she was 15, or if I had my baby, naturally, and they were in my arms, I bonded immediately. And because they're a little bit older, you can really connect with them in a very different way. They can express their feelings and their emotions. And I found it to be very easy to connect with an older child, and I only missed the first 15 years of their life. I have the whole rest of their lives with them, which to me, it's such a gift. I have that whole amount of time to make memories and to build our relationship.
Great. Now, Bob, what are some of the steps that prospective parents can take to start the adoption from foster care, the foster care process?
So we really hope that your listeners will go to our website, adoptuskids.org, where they can learn more about who are the children and youth. We have the national photo listing there, so they can get an idea of what are the vast diversity of children and youth that are waiting to be adopted, as well as to learn more about the adoption process. We can also assist families in securing their local resources and so that they could start the process by attending an orientation meeting.
Adopt US Kids is having a national adoption recruitment public service campaign, and this year's campaign is has an important message, an important new message. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So in order to, it highlights older youth adoption teens. And this year we're really excited because we listen to real life experiences of families like the Cox family that have adopted teens from foster care. And we've created some public service ads around their stories. So the stories that you see in our ads this year are actually real stories of families who have adopted teens, with the theme that you can't imagine the rewards. And so, as Tamara was talking about, a lot of times we think, what is the reward for the youth that's being adopted? But really, there are these amazing rewards that our families who adopt older youth experience, and we wanted to highlight those.
Now, if someone is interested in adopting a child, what is the process? Where can they go to get more information?
We really would encourage them to go to our website, adoptuskids.org, and read more about the process of adopting from foster care, as well as contacting us, and we will give you a local referral to a local agency in your area.
Okay, and as we start to wrap things up, Tamara, how important or what has it meant to you to become an adoptive parent?
Well, that'll make me cry. I think for me, gosh, to say everything, it means everything. But there's so many things in my life that I didn't even know I needed until I had them. Like, who knew that I needed a partner to watch Netflix documentaries? And when my son walks through the door and his arms are wide open and he's like, hi, Mama, how did I know I needed that so much in my life? So I think just having that experience with my children and with my family and what they've brought to us, it's priceless.
Okay, Tamara Cox, adoptive parent with Adopt US Kids, and also Bob Hearn, National Project Director for Adopt US Kids. And we've been talking about adopting teens from the foster care system. So thank you both once again for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.